scripture today comes from 1 Peter, beginning in chapter 1 with verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. I'm continuing this series, 1 Peter 1. Last week, we said that the Apostle Peter was familiar with spiritual struggle. After he had even denied knowing Jesus, the Lord, there was a time of self-loathing, beating himself up, and spiritual struggle. But with Jesus' help, Peter recovered. Peter was restored and regained his confidence to follow Jesus and to provide leadership to the new church. No doubt Peter never forgot that experience of struggle and recovery. It was probably a defining characteristic of his ongoing relationship with Jesus as his Lord and Savior and as he provided leadership to the church. By the time he wrote the letter that we call 1 Peter, in the early AD 60s, the church had spread tremendously. Some 30 years after Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, Peter by this time had seen the wonderful expansion of the church, but also experienced challenges too. As his letter indicated, it was a time of trial for believers. As he wrote this letter to believers spread out all over Asia Minor in what is now modern-day Turkey, what did Peter say to them? How did Peter encourage and instruct believers then? And how do the words in 1 Peter chapter 1 encourage and instruct our lives today? Last week, in 1 Peter 1, 1 through 2, we saw the Apostle Peter wanting to say, remember who you are. You are chosen ones. You are special to God. Yes, you are strangers in the world, scattered about, but chosen according to the foreknowledge of God through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ. Sometimes we just have to be reminded who we are and whose we are. As we look at our text again for today, I begin with a question. When was the last time you felt hopeless or helpless in the world? When was the last time you were tempted to think, it seems hopeless or I feel helpless in these circumstances? I remember being tempted to feel that way one time. It was August 31st, 1991. And I was in the birthing room at Baptist Hospital in Oklahoma City with Kathy after she had just given birth to Sarah, our third daughter. Sarah was healthy and they were cleaning her up, but the nurse monitoring Kathy began to sense something was wrong. She called the doctor back, and after brief examination, the doctor let me know that Kathy had ruptured her uterus during delivery and was bleeding internally, and they needed to take her to surgery immediately. I asked, should I come? And he said, no, you need to stay here in the room. I could tell by his voice that things were really serious. So they whisked Kathy off, and I was left alone in that hospital room, scared, feeling helpless, wondering what's going to happen next. What do you do when circumstances take an unexpected turn for the worse? How do you respond when unexpected adversity or uncertainty come? During times of struggle, we're often tempted to lose hope. Some 2,000 years ago, Peter wrote this letter to Christ followers who were scattered, struggling, experiencing hostility and persecution for their faith in Jesus, being tempted to lose hope. In our text for today from 1 Peter 1, beginnings with verses 3 through 5, what did he say to them? And what does he say to us today? First of all, I think Peter wants to say there is always hope. Post hope in the chat. No matter what the circumstances, there is always hope. In our case, Kathy's life was saved after surgery and a blood transfusion. Her blood count had gotten terribly low, and without the perceptive eye of that delivery nurse, things could have been very, very different. And we have been forever thankful ever since. What difficult circumstance do you face? A broken relationship, the loss of a loved one, a diagnosis of disease, the loss of a job, trouble at school, or difficulty with kids. What has you feeling helpless or hopeless? Then, as now, Peter wants us to remember there is always hope. He says, first of all, in 1 Peter 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter reminds them and us, God is always worthy to be praised. Though things, people, and circumstances will certainly disappoint us, God is always worthy to be praised. Have you been developing your spiritual praise muscle? I have found that I need to be intentional about praising God. If I can just get started praising God, there is so much that comes to my mind. Things like the wonder and beauty of God's creation, the majesty of the oceans, the mountains, the rivers and valleys, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky. I can praise God for the complexity and order of our world. I marvel at God's gift of life to all things, and particularly the marvel of human life. We truly are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has created us with amazing gifts, talents, potential, possibilities. The list is endless once we get started praising. And God is worthy of all our praise. Peter says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth. At the heart of our faith is this promise. When we place our faith, belief, trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, God does an amazing work of spiritual new birth, spiritual regeneration within our hearts. We become spiritually alive through the work of His Holy Spirit. We experience new life that rises up within, and we are changed, transformed. The Holy Spirit presence and power of God comes to live in our heart, live in our lives. Peter continues, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope. Post living in the chat. Because of this new spirit connection with God, living hope springs forth from within us. We can have the same job, the same circumstances, the same relationships, the same struggles, but all of a sudden we have new eyes, a new perspective, a new spirit about everything. I remember the time of my conversion. For weeks afterwards, the whole world looked different. Colors were brighter. The creation was just alive. I had a new appreciation for all the beauty around me. Well, what was different? The Holy Spirit had come. And how? 1 Peter 1:3 continues, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy," aren't you glad God is merciful? "He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is a game changer. The resurrection of Jesus means God is in control. He has a plan and it is unfolding. And this living hope available to us comes because Jesus was raised from the dead. Jesus said in John 14:26, "I'm going to the Father, but He will send the Holy Spirit in my name to teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said to you." Jesus is no ordinary man. His preaching and teaching have eternal significance. How is that living hope from God getting lived out in you? I always marvel at the amazing faith of followers of Jesus. Some people say, "I'm so moved by this living hope inside of me that I'm willing to go to other countries and live among other peoples and other cultures to share the good news of this living hope with them." Others say, "I'm so moved by this living hope within me that I want to work with children or youth or adults to share Jesus." Others say, "It's this living hope within me that causes me to share my faith at work or at school or to help serve the homeless or to be part of a new ministry." In these ways and countless others, that's how this living hope gets lived out in our lives. Peter wants us to understand, in Christ, there is always hope. Another thing Peter wanted to say to them and us, your future is bright. Because of what God has done through His Son, Jesus Christ, there is much to look forward to in life. At the same time, we understand the present world is not perfect. In fact, our biblical worldview reminds us there is darkness in the world. Our world is marred by sin and suffering that goes with it. And we have a spiritual enemy that's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Certainly, the ravages of disease, poverty, hunger, and injustice cause much suffering and heartache and despair throughout our world. Certainly, what's happening in Ukraine reminds us of the devastating results of war, too. Many, many innocent people are brutally killed. Millions of people flee or are displaced, and buildings, homes, businesses, hospitals, and schools are completely destroyed. Yes, our faith recognizes the darkness in this world and the cause of it. Yet no matter what forms of darkness surround us, Peter reminds us, the future is bright. Post "bright" in the chat. How is that? You have a future inheritance. Have you ever received an inheritance? A gift left on your behalf at the death of a relative? One of my childhood fantasies was that one day I'd receive an inheritance, a gift of money from a long-lost uncle. It never came. But God sent me not a long-lost uncle, but a new-found Savior, Jesus Christ, who at His death provided for me a tremendous inheritance. I love what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." Sometimes I try to imagine what that might be like. And yet when I think about how beautiful so much of our existing world is in spite of the darkness, I can only begin to imagine how great our future inheritance is going to be. Peter says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. The things of this world never fully satisfy. Things rust, they wear out. They lose their luster. Nothing this world has to offer can compare to our relationship with the living God. What idol has turned out to be a disappointment in your life? Money, success, material things. At one time in my life, I spent a lot of time trying to be cool, to be well-liked, somebody other than who I really was. It wasn't a satisfying way to live. In high school, my brother and I wanted to have a cool ride. Our first car was a 1967 Buick Skylark that we bought together with money we'd earned. So to dress it up, we put new chrome wheels all around with extra wide tires on the back. And we jacked up the back with air shocks, and we had glass pack mufflers put on it to make it sound loud. It was our dream ride. But 5 years later, by my junior year in college, mostly because of the way I'd treated it, the car had fallen apart and I needed another one. At one point in my life, my highest ambition was to make $1 million. Over time, I realized money and the things you buy with it don't really satisfy. Those things lose their luster. Running after money all the time like I was not worth all the effort. Over time, I also realized, hey, God has provided me a future inheritance that will be worth it. Peter says it's an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Our ultimate reward is going to be in heaven, not here. We may get a glimpse of it here when we walk according to kingdom ways or kingdom principles. We may catch a glimmer of what our future inheritance will be like, but it's ultimately being kept in heaven for us. Peter also affirms this, faith is key. Post faith in the chat. Jesus taught many times about the power of exercising our faith. More than once, he told someone seeking healing, "Your faith has healed you." He encouraged people to have faith in God. His teaching and parables encouraged people to step out in faith. Peter writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you who through faith," there it is, "are shielded by God's power." Peter encourages those early believers and us. Through our faith in Jesus Christ, we are shielded by God's power. When we are hurting or wounded or struggling, without hope or strength to carry on, there is one who comes to save us. We are shielded by God's power as we exercise our faith. Faith is key to both our living hope now and our future inheritance to come. Whatever your circumstance, you may be discouraged. You may feel frustrated or isolated or alone. Remember, you are not. God is with us. You have living hope and a future inheritance. Exercise your faith. Believe the good news. Trust in God's power. Let God shield you, uphold you. Let him do it through the body of Christ, the fellowship of believers. 1 Peter 1:5 concludes, until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Peter is telling them and us the coming salvation will be worth it. One day, you and I will experience our future inheritance. It's going to be worth it. No more sorrow, crying, no more pain. And that living hope that you've had in Christ as a down payment on what's to come will be fully realized. Again, 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. We won't fully understand what that means on this side of heaven, but it's going to be wonderful and it's going to be worth it. Remember this, because of Jesus, you have living hope and a future inheritance. Amen. Amen. Let's pray about that. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you for Peter's continuing message of encouragement. Yes, because of Jesus Christ, there is always hope. There is always hope. We have been given new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. And our future is bright. We have a coming inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. It will be worth it. And faith is key. Lord, help us to exercise our faith in Jesus. Believe the good news. Trust your power. You are the one who shields us, upholds us. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, get a hold of us or send them to us. We want to hear from you. We want to pray for you. Thank you for your generosity. Your gifts are helping us to reach new people for Jesus and for His kingdom. You go online. You use the app. You can go to, the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, because of your faith in Jesus, you have living hope and a future inheritance. For now, who do you know that needs this same living hope and future inheritance in Jesus?
Hey, I sent you an email, but it was about canned meat, so please just don't open it.
Canned meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was spam.
The Youth Silent Auction is back. If you would like to contribute to the youth fundraiser, you can drop off your baskets between May 11th and 15th. The bidding starts on the 15th and ends on the 22nd. All proceeds will go to lowering the costs of youth summer camps this year.
On April 12th, church members join City Lights at the bridge at Maybell Avenue and Reconciliation Way to serve the homeless. This month, we will be serving on Thursday, May 12th. You can ride in the church van or meet us in the bridge. We will be leaving the church at 5:45 p.m. and arriving the bridge at 6:15 p.m. If you're interested in volunteering, please sign up at the Connect Center.
The United Women in Faith will have its Spring Salad Luncheon on May 12th at 9:30 a.m. This year, we will be having speakers from Domestic Violence Intervention Services. We will also be collecting items for women and children in need. For a list of items or to RSVP, please call Lisa in the church office.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.